Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event! Hello to all our dear listeners. This is your spokesman with a plan, Clarence Cloverleaf, coming to you after somewhat of an absence spell, as since December of 2018, I've been sailing around the world. From Italy to Canada, I've been making my way across this beautiful land of ours, searching for new meaning to an older existence. I'm happy to say I'm back now, and here to let you in on some stuff going on as of late. In mid-2018, the Cloverleaf Radio Network expanded to include our friends Josh and Ariana over at Night Moves Radio. It's been a splendid partnership, and Jimmy, Jane, and I are happy to welcome them to the family. They also brought along Soul Stories, which features inspiring poetry, read by the author herself, Ariana Cherry. We've been brought onto many new networks, including Anchor, the ASY podcasting network, WordPress, Podbean, even iHeartRadio. We've also started a fresh new YouTube page, as well as updating our Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, and expanding our network to new segments, more radio reunions, all news guests, and so much more. Also, the Cloverleaf Radio Network, Jimmy, Ariana, and Josh, will be appearing upcoming at two conventions, SilCon and Dark History Con. SilCon will be held September 6th and 7th, 2019, at Cross County Mall in Mattoon, Illinois, while Dark History Con will be held October 26th and 27th, 2019, at the City Center Performance Venue in Champaign, Illinois. Be sure and check out the newest guest appearances, as well as find out about up-to-date ticket information by visiting www.silcon.com or www.dhhcon.com. Although, please note, SilCon is a free event. Thank you, everyone, for continuing to follow and support us for 11 years. This is Clarence Cloverleaf saying, good day to you!
And a long-winded good day that was. We are back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon. Absolutely honored to welcome back the lovely, talented CL Parks. How are you? Hello?
I'm here.
That was really weird.
What happened?
I played the whole promo and everything, and I got done. I'm like, we are back for another exciting. It went through my whole scale, and I'm like, CL Parks, and I hear crickets, and I'm like, oh, crud. But we're live now. For some reason, I had you on hold, and it's a big mumbo jumbo.
I'm here.
How are you doing, darling?
I'm great. How have you been?
Pretty good. Weather's actually decent today. Wind's been blowing. It's not been too hot. Sun's not been beaming down so bad. So I've been pretty blessed today. How's things going for you?
Absolutely wonderful. Same thing. Gorgeous weather, although I was at work all day. So I missed most of it.
Yeah, I got off like an hour and a half early today. Things were kind of slow, and I helped a buddy move some stuff. So I wasn't enjoying it, but I was out in it.
I've contemplated opening my windows since I've been home, but it's not quite that cool yet. I'm ready. I'm ready for fall.
Yes, I agree. Well, I'm just curious, first off, I love your biography. lizard loving chicken wrangling really just sticks out because I live on a farm. But I've never held a lizard, so now I think
really?
I need to. Yeah, lots of snakes, but never.
I might have to change my bio because I have no chickens left. They got picked off by, I'm assuming, a coyote, and my last reptile rescue passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh no.
He was my. We called him Bubba. His real name was Ash, but his name was Bubba.
Yeah, we lost. Geez, about a month ago, in quick succession. Like two chickens and even one of our peacocks from coyotes and foxes and who knows what else. So it's farm life is never really as great as they make it look on the Farmers Only website.
I've never been on that site.
Me neither, but I've seen the commercials and it looks like, oh, I'm going to find me good.
Peaceful, and the people that I love roosters. I want a rooster. It's so charming. And they don't realize that those little son of a bitches start before dawn. They crow all day, and if you go near them, they attack you. My legs are scarred from my last rooster.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and not even that, but they crow. And people think they might just crow like one time in the morning to wake you up. They will crow all day. If they want to crow, they'll crow.
I told Mike if the zombies come, we got to kill the rooster first so the zombies won't find us.
Ritual sacrifice.
Well, because he's so damn noisy, he'll bring all the zombies to our damn yard.
Take him somewhere and lead him away and take him like a mile down the road and just let him go. Maybe he'll run away and they'll just chase him.
Find someone I don't like, just throw him in their yard. You know what's funny is I keep doing hand motions when I'm telling you about this, like you can see me throwing something.
I know I do that stuff too, like I'm Obama, like I'm always doing something with my arm, and I have to do it right.
You have to motion with your hands so people know what you're talking about, even if they can't see you.
It helps me talk. You
it
get
helps
the point out there,
structure.
Even if I'm going to slap my laptop with my hand. Like,
you going to be at SilCon?
Of course.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, you missed the promo. I had that 2.5-minute promo that you were on hold for. I thought you were on the air. Did a great plug. Clarence Cloverleaf did a great plug for SoCon, a dark history con. So I cannot wait for SoCon.
Oh,
it's
going to be a blast.
Oh, it's always. This will be. I wish we'd had it last year. But it's 2018. Fourth year. This will be my fourth year. And
my third year.
Yeah, Becky is so great. I'm so happy that she spearheaded this to begin with. And I think it's something that especially our area has lacked for many years. People are like, oh, dude, let's go to Comic-Con in Chicago. It'll be great. I'm like, yeah, I want to go stand in line for 4 hours to pay $100 to meet, like, Burt Ward. Like, that
right.
would be a great day. Oh, my gosh.
I would do it for a few people, but only, you know, like Jason Momoa or the Walking Dead cast or something. Other than that, I'm not down with it. The SilCon, we walk around, we talk to everybody, get to meet everybody. It's so much fun. And then the after parties are always the blast, too.
Yeah, I could pay a bunch of money to be some kind of guest at a big convention because I'm never at my table anyway.
No.
So that would really just, what's the point? I'd be moving around trying to meet people.
I actually paid a pretty penny one time for a booth at, and I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's been like 3 years ago, but it was my daddy's memorial after he passed away was 2 days before the show. So I'm like, there's no way. I was a mess. So I ended up selling my table to somebody else. But that was the only time I've ever paid high dollar, but it was Robert Englund was going to be there. Sid, Dead was Rejected. What's his name? The clown. I can't think of his name. He was going to be there. It was going to be a really cool show. It was more of like a horror convention. You forgot to mention in my little introduction that I have several pen names. I haven't even written any books under C.L. Parks in so long.
Oh, tell me.
I've got several under Rosemary Clyde. And then my newest series, I've been pushing these out fast. There's six of them. Actually, the sixth one will be coming out this month under Lynn Howard, which is my middle name and my maiden name. You remember the story of why I was C.L. Parks instead of Christy Parks, right?
Yes, but I didn't know that you had, like, different pen names. I thought that was kind of like a secret author thing. Like, I'll tell my pen names.
Well, I do have a top secret one that only my best friend and my husband know, and my editor.
See,
but
there you go.
But,
see, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's more of the naughty books. I don't tell anybody that pen name. But no, the other ones I started because it was different genres type thing. C.L. Parks is more the urban fantasy and the horror. Rosemary Clyde is like a darker romance. And then my newest ones, I love it because they're based in my town. And I see people, like, just characters. And I put them in my books. You know, there's these two guys at the grocery store that just, they're literally caricatures. You know what I mean? I had to put them in the book. So, yeah, it's been pretty fun. I love it. I only, Amazon bought out CreateSpace, and they have been screwing up my orders of paperback. So instead of having 5 of the new series, I will have 4, even though they were all ordered on the same day. They have sent me 2 of the first shipping. So I've got 20 books of the first book.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They, like, sent me a double instead of sending, yeah. So it's been, Amazon is taking over the world, but they're ruining everything.
But 4, I mean, that makes it, like, limited edition. That you, like, come get one before they're gone. We have
no,
4.
Four titles.
Oh, 4 titles. I thought they only sent you 4 books. I'm like,
no,
what?
No, there's 5 titles, and I'm only getting 4. They're saying now that they won't be here until the 10th of September, even though they were all ordered on the same day. So I'll have 20 copies of the first book, 5 of 3 of them, and then none of the second book.
Well, since I'm so far into it, I guess I'll break the news on the show since we're already talking about books and stuff. I started writing one a couple of months ago because I have always enjoyed writing like promos for the show. And even back in college, we had to write script for our FM stuff.
That's
on the college
awesome.
Radio days. So I started one. Basically, it's called Dr. Pores and Can't Stop Carmen. And it's kind of, it's very interesting, crime-fighting, but also has a lot of my life in it because I have, a chronic cyst disease, so my pores don't close all the way. So I've worked that in there in a way that's not completely disgusting projecting things out, like being able to put them in my skin in rapid succession and just like kind of shaking like what I do when I'm really mad, and it's kind of fly out and, you know, stun someone.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm through chapter 10 now, and it's not going to be too long of a book because I tried writing my wrestling, a book about my wrestling career like 10 years ago. And I got 20 chapters in, and my laptop broke. And I'm like, I don't ever want to do that much work about my personal life again.
I have an external hard drive because of that right there. I've lost stories to a laptop crashing and a hard drive crash, and I've lost them to a flash drive crashing, like just breaking. And then we have wedding pictures that were on an old hard drive in my old computer we still have the hard drive just in case we can ever pay to go get it, you know, taking everything out. But I actually went on MySpace. Like, I found my old MySpace and pulled a bunch of pictures off of it, including a few wedding pictures. But,
Sorry. I just thought you brought up MySpace because I actually started, before I started doing my shows, I started putting some stuff back on there. But
you're
a few months ago, they had, can you hear me?
You're chopping up real bad.
Oh.
Like, everything you're saying is like,
it's probably my...
Oh, you're back. You're back.
There?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I lost my train of thought, though, because I didn't know
I was
choppy.
My face.
Yes. A few months ago, maybe 6 months now, there was some kind of big hack, and they lost, like, people lost a bunch. I lost all my photos. I think maybe, like, 60, 70% of people lost everything on their MySpace.
Oh, man. Yeah, there were some old pictures on there. I forgot I even had them. It was kind of exciting to see them. I was going and just saving as many as I could download. Some of them were gone, but I was able to download and save a bunch of them, including a few wedding pictures. We just went to the courthouse. So when I say wedding pictures, I mean wedding day pictures. Still, I want to see them.
Well, a wedding is, I mean, I'm sure it was a lovely day. I've never understood the whole, oh, let's get a big church and spend a bunch of money and your dad can pay for it. Oh, my God.
I had I had a big one, or not a big one, but I had a real one, my first wedding, and both of us have been married before. We didn't want to do it again. So we went to the courthouse while the kids were in school, went and had lunch with my family, and then went home. That was it.
Yeah, love is love. You don't need to spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 for a one-day event that by the end of it, everyone's going to be so plastered, they probably won't remember half the night.
And you don't remember. Anyways, I don't hardly remember my wedding day from the first one.
That sucks.
This one, and we've been married almost 12 years, we went to the courthouse. I remember that day like it was yesterday because it was no stress, you know. Not
enjoy
that I wasn't
nervous.
Things. Oh, yeah. That's us in a nutshell. It's all about minimal. I like it quiet. I like being, I live out in the country now. I grew up in the suburbs, but I live out in the country now. It's nice and quiet. That's the way it should be. No stress.
Yeah, I like traveling. I mean, I've always lived on a farm, so I love to go to the big city. But after a few days, I'm like, oh, my God, horns have honked 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Someone got shot. Like, I just want to go back
home. That's I want to be in my bubble with my people. I host almost every single family get together at my house because I'm in my bubble. It's my place. Well, it's bigger and I have a big yard too, but I hate to travel. When we were kids, my family lives in Indiana, so we'd go out to Indiana a couple times a year. I despise road trips. Hate them. I also have a bladder like a toddler size, so if I drink anything in the morning, I'm going to be stopping every hour, so that doesn't help. And I can't sit still because that sucks. I don't like to sit still.
Oh, yeah. You can ask Josh and Ariana about my issues with 5-6 hour car trips. I'm like a little kid. Like, after my knees start shaking, like, I got to get out and move. I'm like 6'4". I'm almost like 280 pounds now. I got to move.
Yeah, I can't. And I'm 5'3", and I can't stand to be crammed in. So, yeah, the picture of you and me, I look like a little kid next to you.
I love your style. I love
Thank
that
you
incorporate, Rosie the River even in one of your pictures. You did a great reimagining of that.
Yeah,
I love
my sister
the
was in
40s
that.
And the 50s. I mean, it's way before. I was born in 88. But I love, like, Buddy Holly music. And I love, stuff from the 40s, the outfits and the songs and the movies.
People don't realize how much of their clothing is actually inspired by the 40s and the 50s. The 80s relied heavily. They borrowed heavily from the 40s. Those big old shoulder pads and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That was 40s inspired. The wrap dresses, the old men's shirt dresses, those were all inspired by the 40s. I just like the style, and I like the hair, and I love the music, and my house kind of looks like a grandma's house, although I got a dishwasher put in the other day, so not too old school anymore, but I got so tired of hand washing dishes, and there's just three of us here now, my two boys moved out, so I'm like, I don't want to do dishes anymore, I'm not a housewife anymore, I work now, I was ready to have that in, so I ran that two times in 2 days, even though didn't need to be run, it was like three plates in there. Just because I could. Do you remember my son Cody from the last time I was here? He will be with me
so
again.
So tall.
Well,
I remember his massive height.
No, he's not that tall. He's only 5'7", 5'8". You must be thinking of somebody else.
No, he's still kind of young, though, isn't he?
Yes. Now he just turned 21.
Okay.
Just turned 21. So this
No,
time,
I'm thinking of him.
You're thinking of him?
Blonde, isn't he?
Yeah, my baby.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He's coming with me, and one of my best friends are coming with me. So now Amanda and I can actually walk around while Cody mans a booth. And then when I go out partying, Cody can actually come with me this time. Last time I had to leave the karaoke because Cody wasn't old enough. So now he can be my driver.
Oh, I karaoke so hard.
I didn't get the karaoke. I had to leave. He was only
19. I'm saying
19.
Like this year we need to get down on some karaoke.
I'll do it. I'm down.
But we have been all over the map. I did want to find out. I know that Stephen King and Anne Rice, Stephanie Rowe have been some of your favorite authors and some people I'm sure you've learned from.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as that goes, who are some that maybe the world doesn't know about? Who are some people that maybe aren't into maybe the genres you write about that have, you know, have helped you a lot?
My current obsessions right now are Diane Duvall, which she's a best-selling author, but it's amazing to me that people don't know about her. And then there's T.S. Joyce is another phenomenal. She and I have a similar style too, where I guess it's her hometown, I don't know, but it's just laid back. They speak the way we speak instead of this proper, you know, syntax or whatever. Trying to think, who else? I don't know. I know Anne Rice was the turning point for me with paranormal, though, because I was a Stephen King girl from fifth grade until I found Anne Rice in seventh grade. And that just, I've been a paranormal girl ever since. I still love horror movies. I just don't read horror books anymore. I don't write horror books anymore. You're chopping up again. And yeah, you're back to normal. I don't know what's going on.
I was having my phone at an angle, and if I have it perpendicular instead of horizontal.
Are you using headphones?
No, I got my phone up to my ear.
I don't know.
It's weird.
Maybe it's me, because if you remember the last time we did this, the call kept dropping.
Yeah, but I've heard it perfectly.
Oh, so I'm not chopping it?
It might be I call it my discount sound blocker. I have my fan on because I have 9 dogs. that might be what you're hearing. Maybe I'm just not talking loud enough. But
I don't know. 9 dogs.
Yes.
Should talk my husband into letting me have 9 dogs. I only have 2. Want more?
Well, I've only heard of, I'm sure people have, but one person that still only has 7 is Miranda Lambert.
Wow.
So I've personally never met anyone with 9 dogs.
I want more. I just don't want to clean up the fur everywhere. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, it's a daily struggle.
And the cost of food. Because I like big dogs. I can't deal with little dogs.
Well, we have 4 Chihuahuas, a Beagle, smooth-haired Collie, Collie Mix, a Chow, and a Hound, and I think I named them all.
I have an Akita Mix and a Mutt. Her dad was a Mutt and her mom was a Mutt. I actually saw both parents. Her mom was like a Dachshund Mutt and her dad was like a Hound Mutt, so she's long and squat. She's just so funny looking. We totally keep segueing off one conversation to the next. You notice that?
Yeah, but I feel like I can do that with you. I don't have to play, host with the most, like, well, you're doing this project next. Please tell our listeners about the project. Thank you.
It should just be a conversation. I don't even have a website anymore. Like, half of my stuff that I normally bring to shows with me, I'm not bringing because my website was on there. I had kind of a difficult year, and I let it slip. So I did not renew my website. I can't even tell people. I'm like, all I can tell you is C.L. Parks, Rosemary Clyde, and Lynn Howard. Just go look it up. I can't even give you a website to go to, you know.
Well, you have your, I guess, people get a hold of you on Facebook, C.L. Parks.
Well, it's under Christy Parks on Facebook.
Well, I know you don't have your, like, author page thing anymore.
I have an author page that's C.L. Parks / Rosemary Clyde. And then
okay.
I have an author page for Lynn Howard. Because I like to keep things as difficult as possible.
But hey, you broke out that you have these multiple books under different names. So I always thought that was like hard to do if you were an author.
Well, since I'm indie, I can do anything I want. I can, instead of having to put out one book a year, I've been putting out, my goal was 12 books in a year, but so far, I'm fixing to release my 6th book in 8 months. So that's not easy. It's a lot of time at the computer. a lot of time clicking away and editing, and it's a lot of work. Even when I was at the salon, if I was there by myself, I would have my laptop with me, and in between clients, I would sit and type. I was always working.
Wow.
You're writing now, you know.
Yeah, but I got up to chapter 10 in like a month, and then I've just kind of been sitting on it, trying to figure out how much farther I want to go.
Go back and reread it from the first word. Sometimes that'll help you move along and figure out which direction to go in. Because sometimes you've got this in your head, you know A, you know B, and you know C, but there's, you know, all those extra subtitles in between that you got to get to. So sometimes you're like, I'm not sure which way to go.
Well,
if you go back and reread it, you'll start seeing a pattern.
Since I've never really attempted to write a book, I've actually been jumping from, it starts, you know, when getting picked on growing up, and then it kind of jumps back and forth to, like, getting picked on to now he's, like, fighting aliens on another planet with his girlfriend. And then, like, back
That's
to
awesome.
When they met. And then it's kind of like, and it's chapterized. Like, I mean, it's like chapter one, May 2002. And then it goes on like that.
Something just said 90 seconds.
Yeah, just ignore the, I really, it's unheard on the actual recording, which is hilarious, because everybody's like, whoa, what was that? That's, just don't even worry. We're not going to get hung up on that. In 90 seconds, the live stream will end, so we'll have like 10 minutes after that to wrap up.
So are you like calling me from a prison or something? I mean, I know they give you a warning.
Put the phone down. You got 90 seconds. Now 60. I'm not playing around. I'll get the whip.
I don't know if you've ever talked to somebody from prison or not, but you only have a timed spot, and they will actually give you warnings. A little robotic voice will give you a warning. That is hilarious.
I don't think I've ever talked to anybody in prison, so that's new to me.
Oh, dude, I've done so many things. At one point, I was toying with an idea about a book about child lifers, kids that were sentenced to prison without life without parole, and I was researching a lot of these. And I was trying to get permission to interview, because some of them were adults at this point, and they would talk to me, but they wouldn't talk to me about the case. They wouldn't talk to me about anything else. So I ended up just dropping that. But and then somebody else wrote the book and stole my idea, not literally, but oh my God, it's like a bomb's gonna go off. To those of you listening, there's a countdown in my ear. Like,
and she's rude about it. 10 seconds.
She is very short, man. 9 seconds. Good grief. Like,
see what I got to deal with? I've been on this network for 10 years. She's yelled at me every show multiple times for the last 10 years. It's worse than marriage. I can't divorce her.
Warn people when you're talking to them, just so you know, if we stay on the phone, this is going to happen. Nobody's blowing up. The world's not ending. We're good to go.
Well, usually people only will, I give them, I'm like 15, 20 minutes. Because people are usually like, all right, let's get on there. I have a lot to do. Let's talk. I'm getting done with. So I'm usually done before now.
Oh, I was just doing housework. Well, you and I get along well, too, so it's not, you know, it's always easier when you're friends with a person.
Well, yeah. Like I said, when it's not like, oh, I'm coming on to plug this movie, I must talk about this movie. it flows easier when you can just go anywhere.
Oh, here, I'll plug then. Lynn Howard's Big River Pack. There you go. There's my plugs. The series is called The Big River Pack. There's my plug. I'm done. Okay. What else do you want to talk about?
Well.
Can we talk about Area 51?
Yeah. Do you think that these people are going to really show up in drones, or is this just some, what, some fake news?
I think some people will. I went and looked at it because there's like an event for it, right? And there's so many people that I know, including my son, that are either quote-unquote going or interested, but they're just watching. And I think I even clicked interested. I think there will be some people that will go, but I don't foresee them bum rushing. I think it's going to be more party, and a couple of people will get arrested, and that'll be it. I don't think so. I don't think there's aliens in Area 51, because why would they make it so obvious that it was so secretive? I think that they're testing our weapons there, and they don't want anybody to know about it. There's no satellites over it, nothing. Why, if there was aliens in there, they would not make it so obvious. Sorry.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you're right, I agree. When the basis of what Area 51 has always been is just a place to create and test and design our weapons for, you know, in case we need these things for war or for, you know, peace missions, however they put that. It's a peace mission. We're blowing up people. The whole alien thing has just been so blown out of whack. Like, even the footage from the 1940s, their ship looks like some kind of balloon that I got at Costco. Like,
It's just like anything else. Somebody sees or hears something, and their imagination goes wild and turns it into a story. Writers do it every day. We see stupid stuff, and it turns into a story.
That's like setting up a little place to sell a St. Louis Cardinals shirt out in front of, a Wrigley Field.
Hey, I'd do that. I'll sell Cardinal shirts anywhere. Because we are on a roll, baby.
Personally, I've never been much into baseball, so
love baseball.
I have no fight for me here. I do not hate the Cards or the Cubs. We're close to both of them, and it's I'm close to both of them, I guess. I mean, you're closer to St. Louis, but
I'm a St. Louis girl. I was born and raised St. Louis. I just moved out to the country.
Well, there you
go. St. Louis County, yeah. So I know a couple people that might be listening right now, and I just want to rub their noses once again that the Cardinals are still winning, and I don't know what the Cards are. Or the Cards are first place. The Cubs are what? No, the Cubs aren't first place. Sorry, because Cubs suck. Yes, we have a lifelong